Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No reason to doubt.
I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around for me.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning
around.
Son of man.
sooner or later.
Or later, turning my favor.
Man, it's gonna turn in my favor. Man, good evening, good evening, good evening to everybody and that is on the Now Network, those who are in the internet, listening through internet, those who are on the phone line with us. Man, I tell you, every time I hear this song, it's just an amazing song to know that, man, sooner or later it's going to turn around for me. You have just entered into the Prophet's Closet, and I am your host on tonight, Prophet Dwayne Woods. And we have a very interesting topic on tonight that I want to talk to you all about. But before I do that, I always start out with, hey, I'm your friend, I'm your brother, I'm your cousin, I'm your nephew, I'm your neighbor next door, I'm the person that you can meet in the grocery store. I'm your friend. And welcome to each and every one of you to the Prophet's Closet. So I want to talk to you all about something that I noticed on yesterday dealing with a situation. And, you know, so I kept asking an individual, you know, why did you do what you did? Why did you do that? What made you do that? And then the person responded to me saying that they don't know why I did this. And so I began to talk to the Father and say, Father, okay, we have a situation that is going on here where people are doing things that sometimes they don't even realize what they're doing. Or could it be they realize what they're doing but don't want to acknowledge why I am actually doing what I'm doing, right? So I said, God, okay, what topic can I put with this? What topic can I put with this to at least to make it something interesting, right? So the topic tonight is I'm dealing with my inner me. Not my enemy, but my inner, I-N-N-E-R, inner me. I'm dealing with my inner me. And it's not strange that God gave me this, but it's sometimes mine baffling that God will give you certain things or put you in certain scenarios and then have you expound on it to the people who would listen just to help them get through this day-to-day walk with him or our life challenges. So go to your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah 29:11. You know, and I'm waiting for y'all to get there because this is going to start off where we're getting ready to go because there's nothing that God does to try to put you in harm's way. Nothing that he does that tries to put you in harm's way. God loves each and every individual that is on the face of this earth. But there are certain people that have been turned over to a reprobated mind, or there are certain people who just don't want to acknowledge our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but yet and still, God still loves them. And he gives every one of us a chance to get things right with him, right? So please, those who got your Bibles with you, turn to Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm a read it from the King James. I'm gonna read it from the King James Version. Glory be to God. And I'm gonna break this down if you would allow me just to break it down because this is what God thinks about you all, us, as his children. The prophet had gave a word from the Lord, and the Lord told him to give this word to these people. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." You know, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, I believe it's around the 55th chapter of Isaiah, it talks about my ways aren't your ways, nor my thoughts, your thoughts. What God thinks about us is much higher than what we think of ourselves. His thoughts are thoughts that we can't even comprehend the thoughts of God. how he really sees humanity, how he really sees us as individuals. It's us who don't see the greatness that's inside of us. And so we allow certain things to happen in our lives that be stored up in our memory bank that we begin to act out on. There are some of us who still have a cursing spirit on us, but we still give God some praise. And the Bible says, how can bitter and sweet flow out the same fountain? But we still allow these things to flow through us. And this is the inner person who's pretty much saying, I know you love God, but I'm still going to act out. And you got to deal with it. Oh, y'all going to get this. Amen. And so Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Look at what he said. He says, I want to give you so much peace that your mind, when it goes to certain areas, I want the peace of me to overcome your mind, your mortal mindset. I want my peace to be put upon you so that you don't have to wrestle with what you're dealing with in your flesh. Okay, let's go on. He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He says, I want to give you something that you, your flesh, will never be able to give you. I want to give you so much peace, joy, and harmony with me that your flesh will be upset. This is what God wants to do for each and every one of us. So tonight's topic is I'm dealing with my inner me, my inner me. That means I'm going to make sure that I am clean from the top to the bottom. Amen. Have you ever got into a shower and you just washed half your body? That means the other half is not clean. So when you're in the thick of the things with God, you want God to really purge you, cleanse you. The Bible talks about him cleansing us with hyssop so that we may be what? White as snow. And in order to get to that point with God where you're white as snow, glory be to God, is that you have to give God everything that you've been battling. And there are still some people who have been saved that do not want to give God everything that they've been dealing with because they feel somehow, some way, that this is just too much for God. I can talk about me. I was one of those ones who I would only give God certain things, even though that God knew everything. I felt that I'm going to give him certain things because these are the things that I know he can handle. But this other stuff that I was dealing with before I got saved, let me just get real with you all. I mean, look, I wasn't no sweet pea. Man, I had some real things that I was dealing with, and I tried to mask them. When I got saved back in 1992, and then I began to try to learn the things of God because I didn't know. I was raised in the Baptist church, and I went to church, but I didn't go to church, if that makes sense to you all up in there. Amen. You can go to church but not even be in the functional mindset while you're in church. So guess what? Your flesh is not participating when you hear the word. Glory be to God. And so I would sit in the building, and my flesh would overlook what the pastor was saying. So I was in church, but I wasn't in church. So I didn't understand when I got into the fivefold ministries, the operations of the Holy Spirit. Now, I knew that when the Holy Spirit came upon me, I felt them, but I would always say I'm scared. And here was a point in my life that I was scared to give God all of me. I only felt that I was wanted to give him bits and pieces of me because that's what I thought he can handle. I didn't recognize until years later that, man, I serve an awesome God, a big God. But when you first get into this walk with God, you have some challenges. And even those who still being 20 years in walking with God, you still got some challenges with your flesh. Amen. And so there was some deep stuff that I felt that I could not release to God. I didn't want to talk about the molestation that I went through because I thought that was a little bit too heavy for God. So I kept that to myself. I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed that a man, I got raped or I was molested. So I didn't want to get that to God, right? And then I had a problem with lust, watching pornography. And so I didn't want to give that to God. I thought that was a little bit too much for myself, trying to give this all of this stuff to God. That was just too much. So in years past, when I started to find out all the things about God, guess what crept up because I didn't deal with it? My inner me. What was the inner me? The inner me was that molestation that I went through, the pornography, and all those sexual acts. Those things started to come to the surface that I didn't deal with, my inner stuff. Glory be to God. And so here we are in the body of Christ. Some of us stand in the crowd, lift our hands up before the Father. Father, please help me. Please help me. But do we really mean it? Because at the end of the day, if somebody gets you upset or does some things to you, you revert back to where you just try to come out of. But it ain't you necessarily. It's your inner you who's getting the best of you. So let's go to the book of Romans, the 7th chapter. How do I deal with this inner me? I need to get delivered from some things. I need to be set free from some things so that I can get into the right standing with God, even though that God still knows everything about you. All he wants is that you just say, God, I can't handle this stuff no longer. I don't want to be this way any longer. Please help me. Well, you got help tonight because you're in the prophet's closet. Amen. So if you'll go to the book of let's go to the book of Ephesians. Go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, I believe, is the 4th chapter in the book of Ephesians. The 4th chapter in the book of Ephesians. No, I take that back. I take that back. It's not the 4th chapter. It's the 6th chapter in the book of Ephesians. It's the 6th chapter in the book of Ephesians. I'll wait for y'all to get there because there are so many people who are dealing with so many things all around the world. And we're dealing with it the most. Those who are believers are dealing with it the most because some of the stuff that we've done in our past, it won't let us go. But I come to tell you tonight, I declare and decree tonight that if you allow God to do what he's supposed to do in your life, you will be free from your past hurts. You will be free from your past thinking of what happened to you. You'll be free tonight. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th verse, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. This is where we need to now ask God, Lord, allow me to put this armor on. There's some cracks in my armor. I need a new armor, God. I need my armor to be refashioned so that I won't have any cracks or blemishes in my armor, God, because I don't want anything that the devil is trying to throw at me to penetrate my armor. So finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Then it goes on in verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Don't you all know that the enemy, Satan himself, and his imps, his principalities, and all of the things that he controls in this world, he sins at us. So if you're dealing with past hurts, past issues, guess what he does? He assigns principalities and demons to your past. And everything that happens, he brings it up to you from your past. He knows nothing about your future. He's not omnipresent, so he knows nothing about your future. But he does know about your past behavior because he studied you. He studied your lineage. He knows what happened with grandmother and grandpa and aunts and uncles. And so he knows the behaviors of them because he has people who have been assigned. Imps, demons have been assigned to your bloodline. And so he watches us. He sees what happens through families, why we are walking for unforgiveness, and why do we have malice in our heart. So he's so crafty with what he does that he pinpoints areas in our lives that he continues to keep rehearsing and building up and bringing up when we're trying to get free. Oh, man, he's slick. He's slick about his stuff. That's why we got to have it. And so then he goes on, then the Bible goes on and says in verse number 13, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So God is saying that when you put my full armor on, whatever you have been dealing with your enemy, it will be taken care of because you have now got the full armor on, and nothing by any means is going to hurt you. But there's a catch to this. Before you even put the armor of God on, there's some things that you need to do. You need to ask God, Lord, go into my memory bank, and everything that has happened to me as a child, please, Father, don't allow those things any longer to torment me. There are some of you who listen to me right now, you can't even sleep at night because you've been tormented from your past. There's some of you right now have outbursts and outrages because of what has happened to you. The enemy won't let you go. But there is a biblical cord that God says, I'm getting ready to sever. I'm getting ready to cut the linkage off. I'm getting ready to stop it, fully stop it, because you are now at a place in your life with me that you're saying, I no longer want this to attack me any longer. I don't want the memory of the rape. I don't want the memory of the molestation. I don't want the memory of the abuse any longer. I truly want to be delivered, God. And so then God delivers you, and then he says, okay, now when I'm delivering you, I need you to put on and keep on the whole armor of me. Amen. I want you to keep the whole armor of me. And then it goes on in verse number, let's go back to number 13. It says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Then it goes on to verse number 17, because I dropped down to 17. It says this, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You must continually pray and have the word of God at all times. So anytime you're facing something, guess what you got to do? You got to put the word up against it. You got to put the word up against it. Anytime you're facing with anything that's from your past, put the word up against it. What did Jesus do when he was tempted? When the devil tempted him on levels, certain levels, what did Jesus do? He always put the word against what Satan had said. Oh, my goodness. That's in the book of Matthew. I believe it's the 4th chapter of Matthew. Let's go over there real quick. So that you will know what you must do when the enemy is coming up against you. Matthew's the 4th chapter. The Bible says in the first verse, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungered. Verse number 3. And when the tempter came to him, He said, if thou be the Son of God. Look at what he does. When the enemy comes up against you, he challenges you of where you're at. Oh, now you're a prophet, or now you're an apostle, or now you're a lay member trying to get into the knowledge and the fullness of God. So I'm going to tempt you of the things that you just released. Oh, good God Almighty, I heard that one. Amen. There's some of you need to go and release the stuff into the wilderness. The wilderness is a dry place, and anything that is released in the wilderness has to die in the wilderness because it's a dry place. There's no activity in the wilderness. So you need to have a wilderness experience to go and release the things into the wilderness. If the children of Israel would have just released the habits of the Egyptians in the wilderness, they would have seen the pathway to get straight to Canaan, to the land of Canaan that flowed with milk and honey. But because they were so bamboozled with the mindsets of the Egyptians, yet they wandered around the wilderness for 40 years. Jesus said, I ain't going to wander around the wilderness. I'm going to handle it right here and right now. And this is what some of us got to do. When you are dealing with your inner me, you got to handle these things right now. You can no longer let them fester. Because the more you allow it to sit in dormant, it grows while it's in dormant. So you got to handle the things right now. So what did Jesus do? After being hungered, the tempter came. The tempter came and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written. Why did Jesus say that? Because the word was so engulfed in him that he knew how to bring the word back up against the tempter. There's a word for everything that we're going through. Put the word on it. There's a word for everything that we're going through. What we're not doing is allowing the word to be manifested in our lives so that we can bring the word back up against that which is trying to tear us down. Glory be to God. Help me, somebody up in here. Amen. So the word is the protector. The word combats any evil thing from the enemy. The word does. And so Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And it didn't stop Satan right there. He came back again. But guess what you got to do? You got to put the word. You got to have the word in full action when it comes to the things of the enemy. He's going to try you on every level. He's going to try you with what happened between your mom, your dad, your siblings. He's looking for everything. He's going to look to see who picked on you. He's going to bring that stuff back up. If you ever been bullied in school, he's going to bring that stuff back up. He's trying to get this stuff, this inner thing, to block you from getting to the place where God wants you. Let me say that again. The enemy is trying to get this inner you to keep blocking you from getting to where God wants you to be. Somebody just need to say, Lord, help me with my enemy. Help me with my enemy. Glory be to God. This thing that is really trying to fester and take the best of me, help me with this thing, God. I truly want to get delivered and set free from this. Help me with my inner me. Glory be to God. And so let's go over here to the book of Romans. Let's go to the book of Romans to see what Paul was dealing with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So Paul was dealing with something over here in the book of Romans. Book of Romans, the seventh chapter. And we're going to deal with the seventh chapter of Romans a little bit. And we're going to probably end it up in the book of Romans so that we can get set free from this inner me. Amen. Paul says this in the book of Romans 7, the seventh chapter, the 22nd verse. For those who are on here, the seventh chapter, the 22nd verse, this is what Paul says. He says, I love God's law with all my heart. That was verse number 22 right there. He said, I love God's law. And this is what we have to got to realize. When you're dealing with your inner me, your heart, mind, and soul says, I love God's law with all my heart. But then watch what he says in verse number 23. He said, but there's another power within me. Well, okay, what are we talking about? What are we talking about here? We're talking about that inner man. That inner man, the Bible says, that is at enmity with God. That's your flesh. That's your fleshly thinking, your fleshly ways. That's the things that hurt you, your flesh. Everything that deals with your flesh, that's the inner me. That's the inner. That's the one who's saying, look here, I don't care how much you get up here, you praise God, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. That's the one who says, look here, I love fornication when I was in the world, and I can't let it go. That's the enemy. That's the enemy saying, oh, I curse so much when I was in the world, and I know that I'm in Christ right now, but that inner man is wanting to come out and say some things to some people. Have you ever heard the phrase, I ain't been saved all my life? I'm pretty sure you have, because all of us have said it. All of us at one point in our walk with Christ has said, I ain't been saved all my life. I'm about it. You know, you can get, you know how to turn that switch. Well, when you're in Christ, you shouldn't be able to turn that switch so easy. Why is it so easy for us to revert back to the way the old man? I'm going to give you an answer to the reason why. The reason why is because that's where your comfortability is at. It's hard to walk this walk with God. It's hard. And you get tried on every level. You get tried with friends. You get tried with family members. You get tried with people on the road, people in the grocery stores. You get tried on your job. Come on, somebody. It's hard at times to stay humbled and stay in the ordinance of God. And so your flesh sits back and say, well, man, when I was out there, I would rip somebody's head off if they talked me the wrong way. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. And guess what we've done? We've given people so much of our mind that we don't even have our mind no more. The enemy is now saying, okay, it's my turn. Now, you done it the God's way. They don't really understand. Here's my turn right now. They just stepped on your toe. Here I go. Amen. Your husband says something to you. Here I go. Your wife says something to you. Here I go. Your children done something. Here come the enemy. Come on, somebody. Let's get real up in here. This is what we do. This is what we go through. We have battles. The Bible talks about it. Your flesh is battling your spirit, man. Not once a month. This is every day. Every day, you got to fight to stay saved, sanctified, gift of the Holy Spirit. You got to fight to walk in the ordinance of God. You got to fight to continue to raise your hand to say, Father, for you I live and for you I die. You got to fight for this thing. Because if you don't fight, your flesh is going to say, okay, it's my turn now. My turn now. And you got to keep suppressing. Paul goes on to says this, that, man, I love God's law with all my heart. But there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. Can you imagine having a migraine every day for 365 days of the year? A migraine, a mind battle to do right. Your mind is over here saying, no, do it this way. Then you then say, no, do it this way. No, do it this way. And the Spirit of God is saying, no, do it my way. Do it my way. But that mind is over there saying, no, you see the way she talked to you? You see the way she looked at you. You see, bro, you see the way he's staring you down, bro. And that inner man is just sitting there. Yeah. I'm gonna let you have a little bit more fun with Christ, but I'm getting ready to come to the surface here pretty soon. And that's when you got to stay on your knees and say, Father, help me. Help me in this area. Help me in this area. Deal with me over here in this area. And so when I was talking to the person on yesterday, I was kind of baffled because of what they did. They knew they were wrong by doing it. They didn't have an answer to why they did what they did. I said, well, do you think the devil made you do it? They couldn't answer it. I said, well, do you think that you were influenced by the devil, or were you influenced by friends? Because the enemy knows how to come at you at all angles. He comes through you with your closest friends, relatives. He comes towards you with people that you were in cahoots with. He knows your pattern because he's followed you all your life. And so I said, were you influenced by somebody? I think I was influenced by somebody. No, either you know you was influenced by somebody, or you just took it upon yourself to do what you did. Who had more control over you? Because it wasn't yourself. So you gave yourself up to be influenced by something that was a little bit stronger than yourself. They didn't want to mess with me. I said, let's deal with it. Because you allowed something a little bit more stronger than you. Let's go back over here. What did Paul say? He said, but there is another power within me, that is at war with my mind. The power, now watch what he says. He says, the power makes me a slave to the sin that is still with what? Within me. Wait a minute. Well, hold on. You mean to tell me that there's some sin in me? I'm glad somebody asked that question. Yes. Some of us still are battling with some things inside of us that we have yet to ask God to please help us with. Paul is a very great example of him loving God, but still battling some of the things that's inside of him. Okay, let's go. Let's go to stay still in the same chapter, but let's go up some verses. Let's go up to verse number 14. Just look at what Paul says. Now, we read 22 and 23, but let's go up to 14, the start of it, the meat of it. It says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. But that which I do, I allow not. I want to read that in the Amplified. Just give me about 10 more minutes. I want to read that in the Amplified, because the Amplified, well, I tell you the truth, when you read stuff in the Amplified, it breaks it down. So let me turn over here to Romans. Romans, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. Y'all know what I mean. 7th chapter, 14th verse. Okay, let me go here. This is phenomenal to me. Now the title of it is, I'm dealing with my inner me. But when I clicked on the Amplified version of this, it says the conflict of two natures. Woo, good God Almighty. Look at what Paul said. I have a conflict with not just my spiritual self, but I have a conflict with my natural self as well. So I have a conflict with two natures, my spiritual nature and my carnal nature. Oh, good God Almighty, up in this building, up in here. Oh, I'm driving, y'all. Y'all just bear with me. I'm driving. Glory be to God. So he says this, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am Now watch this, what he says. He says, but I am a creature of the flesh. I'm a creature of the flesh. Worldly, self-reliant, carnal, and unspiritual. That's your flesh. That's your inner man. So he's explaining the inner man. Good God Almighty, I love Paul. I love him. Lord, I don't love him more than I love Jesus, but I love Paul. Look at, then he says this, sold into slavery to sin and serving control. Whew. Now, he's spiritual, though, but he's battling. Good God Almighty. He's battling with his inner me. Verse number 15 says this, for I do not understand my own actions. This is the reason why I love the Amplified Bible. Look at what he says. For I do not understand my own actions. I am baffled and bewildered by them. I do not practice what I want to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate. Oh, good God Almighty. And yielding to my human nature, my worldliness, My sinful capacity. Look at what Paul said. Look, did y'all hear that? He said, let me go back up here and read this because I want y'all to really fully understand what we're dealing with when we're dealing with our inner person, this inner me. Glory be to God. He said, man, I am baffled and bewildered by them. I do not practice what I want to do, but I am doing the very thing I hate and yielding to my human nature, my worldliness, my sinful capacity. Now, if I habitually do what I do not want to do, that means I agree with the law, confessing that it is good, normally excellent. Look at what he said. He says, look, my flesh says that it's good to act this way. My inner me is saying that it's good to act this way. What did the Bible say? The Bible says sin is pleasurable. It's pleasurable. Your flesh understands what it came out of when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But you can't be in the Spirit 24 hours in the day. But what you can do is when you're in the Spirit, you can ask God, Lord, please help me, because I know nighttime is coming. Settling time in my spirit is coming. I'm getting ready to be open. Holy Spirit, protect me in these areas, especially for those who are single, and you know you're trying to get into a relationship, or you're wanting a relationship. It gets tight in our mindset for those who, but there are some who really beat the mindset of being single. They really just beat it. They don't have to deal with certain things because their flesh is no longer capable of handling them in certain areas, because they have really won the battle over that. But there are other folk who ain't won that battle yet. That's that inner man that saying, look here, I want that desirable thing. I want that. And so Paul says, he says, now if I habitually do what I do not want to do, that means I agree with the law, confessing that it is good, normally excellent. So then he goes on and say, so now, if that is the case, then it is no longer I who do it. The disappointing thing which I despise, good God Almighty, he says, then it ain't me who's doing this. I despise doing this stuff. but not your inner man. Your inner man loves it. He loves telling folk off. He loves cussing. He loves sinning. That's the flesh. The flesh loves what you came out of, what y'all, most of us, went and got baptized in the water. And when we came up out of it, we were supposed to leave that worldly stuff, the worldly thinking and all of that good. We're supposed to have left it when we came up out the water. I mean, Paul is a prime example of us dealing with this inner man. But I'm a skip a lot of stuff because I want to go down here and verse number 23, I believe it is. I think it was not 23. I think it was the end of the verse. Paul says this, and I'm getting ready to end it here so that we can open up the doors for everybody to come on in if they want to have something to say. This is what he says in verse number 25. He said, "Thanks be to God." I'm turning the curve real quick, so y'all just be patient with me because I'm driving. I'm the traveling prophet. I go to different states driving for UPS. Amen. But he says this. He said, "Thanks be to God for my deliverance through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind serve the law of God. But on the other, with my flesh, my human nature, the worldliness, my sinful capacity, I serve the law of sin." We have things going on, men and women of God, those who might not even be saved. And you're saying, you know, man, I'm dealing with so much, but I really, really want to be saved, but I'm dealing with so much. You've got to give it all to God. You can't give him partial. You got to give him all of it because he's the one who can handle everything that you have possibly gone through. He can handle it. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if it's so ugly. God can handle the ugliest thing and deliver us. I'm a prime example. I'm a prime example. I'm going to give you this story, and then I'm going to end it on this story. I was battling something that I thought I got over. And I'm saying to myself, man, I'm a married man, and I love God. I was in the back of my truck because, you know, we got a big old truck. It's two people. One drives for 11 hours. Another person drives for another 11 hours so that we can get to where we need to get to. So I'm in the bunk. I'm sleeping. And when I tell you that a succubus jumped on me, I was wrestling all night long because a succubus, It is something that deals with what you struggle with in your past. I struggled with pornography in my past. So the succubus jumps on me and start putting pictures in my mind about the things that I dealt with in my past. And so it was playing back a photographic memories of what I've been through. And when I tell you that I had to call on Jesus, I had to really say, "Father, help me with this. Lord, I'm married. Why am I thinking of this type of stuff now? What's going on, God?" The succubus was trying to get me back to where I used to be before I got married. It was trying to get me back into those fleshly ways of where I used to be. My flesh was rising up as the succubus was trying to pull onto my flesh. But I thank God that I have someone stronger inside of me that says, "No, you dealt with this, and this is the last time that you're going to deal with this," and delivered me in my trust because I asked God, Lord, deliver me. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. The Holy Spirit, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit, because I released the word into the atmosphere that I need help. Remember in the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter, Daniel had prayed, but there was principalities that was fighting the answer coming back to Daniel. And the archangel, Michael, what did he say? He said there was a war over the word to be released back to you, Daniel. But we fought. There was a fight in the heavenlies. Glory be to God, that the enemy, the succubus and the enemy didn't want me to get delivered, but the word came, oh my God, and delivered me in the back of my tractor, delivered me from the succubus, delivered me from the idle thoughts that he was trying to bring back into my mindset. I got delivered. Glory be to God. But deliverance. I thank God for deliverance. And this is the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying. Even when I talked to the other individual, I said, you have got to ask God to deliver you. So that the things that you said that you don't know why you did it, you don't know why this happened. Once you ask God to deliver you, God will give you and paint the full picture for you. That it'll no longer be you, it'll be more the Holy Spirit taking over control over the situations that you can't deal with. But you gotta ask him to help you. You can't walk this walk aimlessly and not ask the Father for help. You can't think that you're Superman and think that you can handle all this stuff on your own. Superman even had kryptonite. Glory be to God. That he couldn't get past the kryptonite. He needed somebody to help him any time and every time kryptonite had came into his area. He needed help. Just like us, we need help. You can't handle this thing by yourself. He will beat you up all day and all night. You've got to call on the Holy Spirit. You got to ask God to help you. You got to have friends that are really for real in the things of God to pray you through situations. You got to have people who I call accountability partners, that when you're dealing with something, you can pick up the phone and say, sis, that same thing that I was dealing with last month, I'm dealing with it again. Or, bruh, you know what I dealt with. These are your confidants, people who you know ain't going to tell your business, because you can't share your business with everybody, because everybody will look at you crazy. Hallelujah. And I know there's somebody probably on here, oh, the prophet dealt with that. Yes, I'm still human. I'm still human. And yes, I dealt with it. I didn't suppress it. I asked God to deliver me from it. Finally deliver me from this thing, God. And that's one thing about me. I'm an open book. I can talk about me. But can you talk about you? Can you ask God today, Lord, help me. Help me with this that I'm dealing with. Help me with my mind, these battles in my mind, the things that I know I shouldn't be doing, but I find myself doing. Help me with this, God, please. I want deliverance. I want to get delivered from this. I guarantee you, if you ask the Father for deliverance, he'll deliver you. Like I said, even Superman had kryptonite. So I want to pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. For those who's listening to me under the sound of my voice, God, who is dealing with this inner me, Lord, deliver them today. Lord, for that man who's saying I got this anger issue and sometimes I don't know where this anger issue comes from, Father, deliver him right now in the name of Jesus. He's surrendering right now, God, all this anger that he has since a childhood, God. Lord, he's wanting deliverance right now. Touch him, Father. Touch that woman or that man, Father, who dealt with molestation or rape, Father. And they feel that I can't love nobody because of what has happened to me. Father, deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Deliver that woman, Father, who dealt with abuse, Father. Help her right now, God. She wants to be totally delivered and set free from the memory, God, of the abuse that she went through, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, help that woman or that man that has a second language of cursing, Father. They don't really want to do it, God, but they find themselves, God, just releasing the F-bomb and all these other things, Father, that comes out of their mouth, Father, when they should be giving you praise and admiration, God. But it seems as though, Father, that every time they get into the high place with you, this is where the enemy comes. Their enemy, Father, becomes to come up and tries to take them from a high place to bring them down to a valley low, God. Deliver them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Father, because you are a good, good God. And there is no one before you. There's no one after you, Father. You are the only one. And, Father, we thank you that deliverance, Father, is getting ready to hit us all. And we're going to walk in this deliverance, Father. And when we are challenged in areas, God, we're going to ask you to help us. We're no longer going to allow this thing to fester in our lives. We're going to immediately ask you, Lord, help me. I need help. I need help in this area right now, Father. Please help me. I'm laying prostrate before you. I need deliverance. And we're going to admit our wrongs, Father, please. Because you are the one who can carry it all, God. You are our burden bearer. Please carry our burdens, Father. You said in the book of Micah, God, that you've thrown our sins into the sea, into the abyss to remember them no more. So, Father, help us. Sanctify us, Father, that we won't have to battle the enemy any longer. And so, Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for being set free. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. And it is so. Amen. Amen. The windows are open. The doors are open. If there's anybody who would like to say anything pertaining to the message on today, if it was this you, you know, have you been dealing with your enemy? Not enemy, but your enemy. Have you allowed certain things to just happen, you know, and you find yourself, man, why did I allow that to happen? You know, and if you are on here, we want to pray with you. We want to touch and agree with you right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Pastor E, if you're listening.
Yes, I am. Are you sure that you didn't tap into something? Because that inner me does sound like enemy.
Yes, it does.
My revelation, no, you kept saying it. I'm like, wait, you know, my enemy is my enemy if I'm not controlling what I'm putting in to feed that inner me, because that could turn
Come
into
on,
an enemy. Because what I
it
put
can
in
turn
is,
into an enemy.
Because what I put in, evil thoughts of other people's situations, other people's drama, other people's complaints and stuff. What you put in will come out, and now you can take inner me and turn it into an enemy against yourself. I got me a message out of this one tonight. I don't know anybody else did, but you better come on in, dial one, get in the conversation. And let's talk about it.
Yes, sir.
They ain't
you
ready
said
for
right
it.
There, Pastor E.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right there. Your enemy can become your enemy.
Enemy. That destroys your enemy.
Yes, sir. It can destroy your walk with God. If you allow, if you take on so many people's stuff,
hold up,
yes,
it becomes an enemy to you.
I unmuted her too fast. Pastor Terry, come on, she's dealing with some enemy.
Hold up, it's my turn now. You know what, Prophet Woods, you have tapped on this today, this evening, my God, because I always tell my sister, I got to deal with my fleshy weight.
Yes,
and you say dealing with that inner me, You know what? I'm just over here. I'm just taking notes. And the pastor, you know, I'm just saying learn. If when we work on, I told this, when we work on our self-control, the last fruit of the Spirit, we work on self-control within ourselves. Everything else falls in place. But the main thing you said too, Prophet Woods, you said that word. That word,
yes.
What are we feeding ourselves? Who's inputting us? Like you asked that guy, who told you to do that? Did you know what you did? Some people don't know what they really do. You don't know. It's not even you who's doing it. So
don't even know it. You know, even when they crucified Jesus
mm-hmm.
and hung Jesus on a cross, what Jesus said, Father, forgive them for they know not.
Yeah,
they know not what they do.
Do. Yeah.
I had another remembrance. Listen, I'll tell you, that inner me can become your enemy because what destroyed relationship with Adam in the beginning? When he separated himself from God. And then remember, he hid behind the bushes and got a fig leaf and all that. And what was the question that God asked him? Who told you you were next?
Who told you you were next?
So your inner me now turned you into the enemy that you couldn't have a relationship with God in the inner me because you had already had an enemy in the inner me. Oh, my God, we're about to have fun tonight.
You know what, Pastor?
Who
he
told
has,
you was naked?
Well, yeah.
This is something that can really go all the way through. I got all kind of notes over here from this tonight's broadcast.
Yeah.
But that was dynamic there just to remember back before when everybody had when the first chance was made by Adam and he thought he could hide himself from God, which he probably knew he couldn't, but he tried. And God just said, wait a minute. First of all, you think you hide from me, but who told you you were naked? Why'd you have to put on that fig leaf?
Who told you?
You've been walking and talking with me butt naked. Excuse me if anybody
every
got
day.
A every day. You've been walking
you've been
with me butt naked
every day.
And now today your enemy is your enemy because you think I care about what I see on the outside.
Yes.
What did he say, Patsy? He said, I went and hid myself.
And took her with him. Look, and he and her too.
Yeah, who told
he didn't
you
ask her.
Naked?
He didn't ask her the question. He asked Adam. He said, "Who told you you were naked?"
And then God says, "Well, did you eat of the tree?" And then Adam said,
go.
"No, she gave me.
She gave me that." He threw her under the bus so fast. He was
game.
Like, wait a minute, my enemy is my enemy because I ain't even going to stand up for my supposed to be rib, my right hand. I'm throwing her under the bus. No, that one you gave me.
She's become my enemy now.
Now she's my outer enemy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hold
yes, sir.
Hold
yes, sir.
Up,
God,
hold up. I may have to just give you guys a piece of my mind.
Go right ahead.
Well, you know what? That one just had me floored. I said, give you a piece of mind. Now you ain't even got no mind. Oh, my God. I'm going to step out on that. God bless you guys and love you guys, family. Amen.
No. Well, I'm glad you even had a question or a inkling to give a piece of mind. But let's just be clear about one thing. Nothing fell on Eve. Now Adam threw her under the bus, but she didn't even get she there's collateral damage for bad enemy choices in the inner me. She was just collateral damage of it. God dealt with Adam. God asked Adam. He checked Adam because Adam is the one God talked and walked and gave him instructions.
Right.
When God said, I have a million other things to do, here, somebody to walk with you. Now, show them what I've taught you. Teach her what I've given you. Lead her how I've led you. Something broke into that system. So I just wanted to put that out there for all of our listeners. You know how we stand on that. And it still started with man. And she got blamed.
Yeah.
She got put under the bus. Anybody else out there? Dial one, get in the conversation. We are in the prophet's closet. You want to take advantage of this time?
Yeah, come on. Somebody push one. Come on in here. I know Evangelist Valentine, I know she out there listening.
Let's see if her mic is hot. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome
Virginia
to
Valentine.
The Closet. Now, she's muted. She be on the listening mode. We close down tonight. It has been dynamic as always to enter in the Prophet's Closet, but also to get ready to exit. Minister Rosalind, come on in. Back up your sister. Pow-pow.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Good evening. Good evening. And I just want to thank Prophet Woods for bringing this this mighty word. I've been over here just cracking up. I don't know if you know it or not, Prophet Woods, but I'm Pastor Terry's sister. And we're in the same house together. And she was over there cracking up because she knows, hey, you was hitting some hard topics when we talking about that enemy. Not
yes,
that
ma'am.
Enemy. We talking about that inner, I-N-N-E-R-N-E.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes she have to walk through here some days and she have to just say, sis, I'm going to have to go up my room for a minute. You know, we all have our inner me to deal
inner
with.
Inner me.
Hey, you know, we're not just looking at the enemy on the outside. We got to look inside because, hey, like you said, it's a constant battle going on, you know. And hey, like they say, you better check yourself. Check yourself. Go in there and pray. If you have to go in there and pray, check yourself, okay? Because we don't want you to wreck yourself. I appreciate this word, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being so transparent and bearing your soul so that you can help a lot of us souls here to look deep, and, you know, just check ourselves. And I appreciate you coming on with this word tonight. God bless you.
Amen. To God.
God
bless
you
too,
all.
To God be the glory. You know, and I next week I'm going to talk some more because I had some inner issues when walking this walk with God. I had some inner issues. And, I mean, I dealt with some anger. I dealt with, you name it, I've dealt with it. Pride. And God had to really chisel some stuff up out of me. And wait till I tell y'all about the next week's story when we talk about the enemy. We're going to talk about the enemy next week. Watch, I'll tell y'all this story. Y'all going to be like, man, wait a minute. I think I ought to bust somebody's head on this one.
Oh, man, come on. You already know we got the, oh, Lord, we don't not have the conversation of the enemy. We can all have a bunch to say. Area code 323,
yes,
last four, 4522. You're live. Come on. You are in the Prophet's Closet.
What's up? What's going
What's up,
on?
Son?
What's up, Prophet?
Oh, man, it's all good, man. What's up, brother?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can y'all hear me good?
Oh, everybody's good.
Okay, I want to say regarding when God asked Adam, where are you? Where are you? God knows everything. He know where everyone's at. He know what street you live on. He know your name. He asks Adam, where are you? And just like if he knows everything, he wants us to confess and tell him where we are. When I'm working on Skid Row, I see people, what's up, man, what you doing? Man, I'm out here on drugs right now. What's up, man, what you doing? Man, I'm out here on pornography. I'm out here gangbanging. I'm out. See, God wants us to tell us where we are so he can meet us where we at. And it's a blessing that God sees us and he knows our name. I'm glad he knows my name because I was a mess. And Prophet, you said you were dealing with some anger issue. And the point of the anger is we hold a lot in, then we let it out, and people call us angry. But the Bible says, be ye angry. Right then and there, I got a right to be upset. But we misinterpret being of a Christian being angry that he don't have no self-control. No, I got a right to be upset. I got a right to be angry. God was angry with us. He was angry when he didn't speak to the children of Israel for 500 years. He was angry when he gave us over to a foreign land and a language we did not understand. While we blaming the white man that they took us in slavery, we did that when we disobeyed God. And he scattered us abroad, coming from the Moors tribes, and when we was kings in the palace, and when we was ruling Europe and all those things, we turned our back on God, black folks. So, man, I just praise God for you guys doing your thing, Pastor E and Prophet, that you coming with the real. In today's day, we don't need to hear about a blessing, your blessing on the way. We got many people that's out here working and getting all their blessings. We can get our own blessing. We need to get our heart right with God, because he's looking and he's watching each and every
there
one
is,
of us.
Brother.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Hey, he's watching intently.
So we need to start speaking that real so people can get saved, because a lot of us going to hell while we preaching our blessings on the way. And we should be preaching holiness and sin and salvation.
Come on, brother.
Staying away
Come on,
from
brother.
Sin that so beset us. And a lot of us have forgot God in
Come
the
on,
church.
Brother.
A lot of us
Come
are
on,
going
brother.
To hell right from church. We're doing all the theatrics and the blood is on our hands because we ain't preaching sin and salvation. Salvation is at
yes,
hand, and we missing it.
Yes, sir.
I don't need a blessing. I don't need tangible things. I need to know how to get my heart right with God.
There
what
you
do
go,
you
brother.
Tell a man
there
that has
go.
Everything? Tell a woman that has everything. She got all the finest cars. She live in a beautiful house. She got all the high heel shoes that other women dream about wearing. But her soul is headed to the depths of hell. What do you tell that person?
Come
we missed
on,
the
sir.
Mark. We're not talking about
so the
Jesus
kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Man.
That's what we tell them. Because the kingdom of God is at hand, and it's real talk. Man, bless you, my brother. It's always a pleasure
man,
for you to come on board and bless us with that fire. Look, hey, Doc. I mean, look, I'm trying to get him to come preach over here. You know, I'm not a hog on the pulpit because I preach on streets, corners, and in restaurants, and in grocery stores, and in the hood, and under the bridges. So, brother, look, somebody on the line, tell him, say, come on and speak a word next month at the Now Church, because he's sure ready. He got that fire. And yes, this is Elder Carlos Eppinger from West Angeles under the tutelage of Bishop Blake over there, and it's always a blessing to have you, my brother. We love you, man.
Man, appreciate you, Prophet. You keep doing what you're doing, man, and keep talking real. We need real in the last days, raw and uncut.
Man, that's what we need.
We don't need nothing else.
That's what...
We don't need nothing else in this world the way it's going.
You know, he's talking my language. He's talking my language, man, because... You know, as a prophet, people want to say, well, prophet, what is the Lord saying? The Lord's saying, get your heart right with him.
Yes.
Get your heart right.
That's the only prophecy
you know,
I got for
you. That's the prophet. Get your heart right. Get your life back in order with him. That's the reason why God, I don't get them good field messages. He gives me these messages going to deal with folks.
Yeah,
we need to be dealt with. We need to be dealt with.
You can't play God. You can play. You
no,
can
you play,
play Pastor E. You can play the prophet. You play Miss Prophetess and say all the right things, but you can't play God.
You can't
He's
do it,
the
brother.
Number one. You can't play. He said, "I know the intent of a man's heart. I know the intent. Your intent is wrong. You can't come in here and play God." I don't need a blessing. I'm going to speak it the way. Did you see the gay flag hanging from the White House? Did you see the Jewish emblem on the gay flag in Israel? And we sitting up here preaching your blessings on the way. When all catastrophe and hell is finna break loose. Man, with California, they not
did
even ready
say,
for what's finna
brother,
happen.
Did you say finna break loose? It's already broke loose, and we just watching it go. Now, I'm not talking about those that are covenant partners of this ministry, the ones that are talking right now. We already see it. We've been preaching on it. We've been preaching against it. Our church doors have been open when they said close them. Our feeding ministries and outreach ministries have went deeper and deeper and deeper when nobody else want to do it. But for those out there that may not be on this broadcast, that's what we're trying to say to you. You got to open up your ears and hear. The day of the Lord is coming. This is for us to all get ready. Amen. Hey, come back next week, Prophet, and invite Elder Eppinger to come back and do a fire thing when we got it on the front end and not rushing, because I love what we're talking about and how it can go as far as it can. Let's bring the brother back on. And if you're interested, Elder, to meet me on Tuesday nights, we'll also open that door of an invitation for you to come and collab with us on Man Up. Bless you,
Amen.
My brother, sir.
Bless me.
Yeah, man, he's more, man. Look here, me and him, we can talk on any level when it comes to this
we'll
right
be here,
here
all
brother.
Night. Look, it'll be the three of us on this broadcast all night. We can do some FaceTime and do some Zoom stuff. But you know what? That's something I'm really, you know, man, Faith in Action Boys and Men Conference is Friday. Man, you're gonna be here next year. We'll be much grandiose next year. You will be here, Prophet. But those are the kind of discussions that. My goal is to continue going with it and continue fire it more. We open up others to really speak their heart and their spirit in truth and not in fear. I can't say this at my church. Well, my pastor wouldn't understand. We ain't trying to understand. If it's the word of God and it's under the realm of the Holy Spirit, we want to talk about it that we can now understand each other as men and as brothers. Sisters, you already are on the board. You sisters, y'all are already pushing us and supporting us. But we got to get to a point, and we are going to get to a point where we can stand and now lead by example. It's going down. Man, we want you to pray over the conference tonight, Friday, 12 noon Pacific time until 5, registration 12 to 1, 1 to 4. We just gonna have a ball. We just going to talk. We just going to eat. We just going to love on each other. No keynote speaker. We got a couple of intros on what's available. Chase Bank will be there. P2P will be there. Reverence Project will be there. Ventures Against Violence will be there. We got a cancellation on Caltrans just tonight. But they are going to still give me some opportunity to send people to get jobs. L.A. County Mental Health Department is going to be there. Volunteers of America, Los Angeles Division, Compton, is hosting this for us, giving us the building for free. And we are going to do everything in excellence in this time. Brothers, it ain't too late. Go to Eventbrite. Search Faith in Action, Boys to Men. You're going to see Pastor E, moderator. Click free ticket. Oh, wait, did I say? Click free ticket. Register. Be here Friday. Get in. Come have fun. You'll never, ever, 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 ever be the same with our brothers. Come on, pray over the conference and then close us out tonight, Prophet.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise for everyone who came and put an input into this, in the inner me, Father. Lord, bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Give us more revelation and give us more understanding of your will that you have for our life, Father. And Father, I ask that you extend your hand over Pastor E and this conference, this wonderful conference, Boys to Men, Father. And Lord, please protect them, shield them, cover them, Father, from any attacks of the enemy. And Father, we come against every negative word, Father, that is just waiting on the tongues of folk, Father. We ask right now that you condemn and come and bring it down, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask right now, Father, that you protect those who are coming, God, those who want to hear, Father. Allow them to hear what the Spirit has to say to them, Father. And Father, I thank you for Elder Carlos, Father. Lord, continue to give him the tenacity, God, the ability, Father God, to speak to those who can't be reached, Father. And Father, we thank you right now, God, that he has the word inside of him, Father, to bring them up out of the situations and the areas of where they're at in their lives, God. And God, we ask right now that you continue to deal with all humanity right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to cover us. Continue to prick our hearts, Father, to let us know that when we're doing good, God, you will exalt us. But when when we're doing bad, God, you will put that rod to our backside, Father, that we may get back into the alignment with you. So, Father, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, and it is so, and so it is. Amen.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, God can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams better than erased. Talking about all things, I say God can do all things.
God, he's a good God. Come